Rob here.
Hey Rob, how's it going? Rick here with Huff and Mazer.
Who's this? Hello, I can't hear you. Hello?
Okay, give me one moment. Is it better?
Yes, it is better.
Okay, Rob, we were scheduled for 30 minutes after I sent you the email. Did you get a chance to look at the email that I sent?
Oh, I did look at your email, and I'm just writing you back saying I don't want to talk to you until I've done more thinking, because I don't want to waste one moment of your valuable day. I want to have my thoughts together so I know the directions I'm going. I'm going to hit send on this in about 1 minute. In fact, I'm going to hit send right now. It's going to
okay,
go to you.
You're sounding quite distant. Am I on the speakerphone?
You are on the speakerphone because you have to be. My headset and my, excuse me, my hand. Hold on. Does this
sure,
sound
okay.
good at all?
This is better. This is better. Thank you. So,
I just hit reply because I'm not ready to waste your time. I am tomorrow. I'll have my thoughts much better organized.
That's all
but
right.
Like
I know you have a busy day today. I don't want to disturb you as well because you mentioned about your minor surgery. I hope you start doing well. And
I'm fine. I just can barely see. I didn't have surgery. I just got my eyes dilated and they sort of pried around in my head for about 3 hours.
They're going
to do cataract. They're going to fix an injury I had, and they're going to sew my eye up a little bit better. But I'm going to be fine, and it's great. It's not going to be a major problem for me. I'll be able to drive again.
You'll be better, according to the doctors.
Yes, I'm going to be fine. And I don't want to waste your time because I respect your mind. You're one of the few people that actually has an original thought. And I was jotting down some thoughts, and then all of a sudden a half hour passed. I just sent you my thoughts right where they are with no resolution. But you can tell.
Yeah.
I will have my brain put together by this time tomorrow. I'm really good at thinking originally, and I don't want to steal any of your brilliance until I've had a chance to provide a coding of my own.
Now, I appreciate that, and you know, I want to hear from you on what you firsthand think about this, and I don't want to bother you today if it's a busy day. We can definitely meet tomorrow, and that's not a problem at all.
I'm glad it's a busy day. I didn't know that the namesakes of your company are people that, as a child, I just respected so much. I didn't know they were even still around and doing something so unrelated to what they're known for.
You mean Ted Buff and Stanley Mazor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's basically, I mean, we're not affiliated with them. Let me just clear the air. It's just that you know we pay equal respect to them, and we know that you know the technology today, especially the hardware technology, is because of what they invented. So it's just in respect and in tribute to them, and we try.
I thought they might have something to do with your company, but and I was going to say, well, there's one reason you don't need any money because they've got it all.
Well, so I kind of burst your bubble anyway. So, you know, but then again, I mean, I hope that does not change anything. And, you know,
it doesn't. No, it doesn't because I thought, holy fuck, how in the hell could they even give a shit about an app when they built the first building blocks that have permitted all this?
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, they are not affiliated to us. So, you know, you know, we're just on our own, and, you know, like I said, we're just trying to pay some tribute to them, and, you know, because mobile technology as it is today and a lot of other things, they come from the first, you know, microprocessors that were invented. So we know the ground roots, we know, you know, where this came from, and that's exactly how the name came up, all right?
Well, I really like them. I really like them. They're the type of people that I want to be remembered as myself, and they were much, much, much more impactful than I have ever been in anything I've done. But there were groundbreaking, original, thoughtful people. So,
well, maybe this app could change that for you. I mean, probably not that level, but you know, it's always any impact today is a good impact, I mean, as long as it's positive. So I think we are in the positive direction as far as the app is concerned, especially with the, you know, previous, you know, yesterday's discussion we had about how common citizens could report and, you know, how you could monetize them, like you mentioned. I think we are in the right direction. It's just that I want to give you the time you need to think about it and the kind of
yep.
gather your thoughts, like you mentioned, and then whenever you feel comfortable. I mean, tomorrow, if it is, I'd be more than
I
happy.
I like what they stand for. I really like what they stand for. And one of my pet peeves is Israel, that people are trying to blow it up and get it out of the way. And it is not right, and it's not going to happen over my dead body if it happens. And I have a lot of feelings about some of the stuff I learned there about Europe. Europe should not be divided again. Although I'm almost glad that England has gone its way, but I really liked the stuff. I didn't know you didn't have it. I just thought you kind of like teamed up with them and they decided to take 1% of their net worth and hire a couple hundred geniuses to build apps. No,
right.
Somebody else, maybe you, because you talk like you're a founder and a genius behind it, and you're the type of guy that could be and will be, and if you're not, you'll leave, unfortunately.
You're just very kind, Rob. You hold me in high regards. I said you hold me in high regards, and you're just very kind. I'm only trying to be helpful and do my part, and you know, if that brings any kind of positive contribution towards your application, I'd be more than happy to, you know, pitch in whatever I can. Regardless, like I said yesterday as well, regardless of whether we get to work together at the end of the day or not. So don't worry about my time or my, you know, effort into this. I love what I do, like I mentioned yesterday as well. And if nothing, I'll try and be helpful in bringing this, you know, app and this idea and this concept together for you.
Yeah, I think I can. I'm decided I'm going to spend the time and money to make it work, and I'm not going to go crazy big, thinking that that's the way to go. I'm going to zero in on the niche, and I think I'm going to zero in on the piling on Trump. My favorite Harvard law professor named Dershowitz. He voted for Biden. He doesn't like Trump. I hate Trump. Trump stole all. I represented Trump. The fucker stole my technology and stiffed me on payment. He's a fucker, but I like what he stands for. And
that's
I mean, I've represented his family still, and the fact that they continue to use my material and are still related to him. And I have never publicly, and I probably shouldn't have said it to you, publicly said what I said, where it could ever get out, because I mean, my best client plays golf with him almost every time, every day that they're in Florida together, and I have many, many, many people who love him. I just happen to think he's a piece of shit, but I think if he doesn't, I actually think that he's being piled upon and not being treated fairly. And Alan Dershowitz just said that. And he's the most liberal he's a pinko commie at Harvard.
The lawyer you're talking about, right?
Yeah, he's one of the greatest lawyers I know. He's really tremendous. But he and I are opposite poles. I think America's falling apart. He doesn't. And he thinks Trump's being treated badly and unfairly. And I hear one of his judges say, I just presided over 26 individual defendants who I put to jail, and I haven't put him to jail yet. And she's going to be the presiding judge and refusing to recuse herself. That's the type of stuff that Real Headline News is made up. And it's simple, and it's not on Fox, and it's not on CNN, and it's not on MSNBC, and it's probably not on Politico. And I don't know Politico too well, but I've spent a couple hours looking at it. I like the way it's laid out on the internet. I don't know how its app works. Is its app really key to it?
Well, the app is kind of a secondary to the website, but at the end of the day, when the whole online presence come together, they are a digital magazine. So each piece of it, be that the application, the website, all of that is all of that kind of brings them together as a magazine, and then as a business and as a media company. You should definitely download the application whenever you have your new phone and you're ready to go.
I was going to do that today.
Did you get the food?
No, I didn't. My eyes were hurting so much. I just went home, and nobody's around me, and I'm just having quiet. I can't read anything, and I can't really look at anything.
I realize not the best day. So, whatever you can at the, today, please do. And, whenever we can recircle, just let me know. You know the website now, and you have my number as well, the same number. Give me a call whenever you get a chance, and, we can pick up from where we left off yesterday as far as the app is concerned and see how far we can go with it. All right?
Well, yeah, and I've got to get an idea about how I would handle my money and what I want to have a plan. Once I have a plan, then I can actually do it. And I want to do it quickly because I want to be in business within a month.
Right, yeah, and I think time to market in this case is going to be important as well because, with the media industry, nothing really is about inventing the wheel, right? So, the sooner you can get there and then the execution on how good you do it, that is going to make all the difference. That is going to be the make or break. And that's exactly where we specialize in, right? So I think let's keep it to this today. If you
let's talk tomorrow.
Yeah,
call me tomorrow, please.
Definitely.
I'll be smart tomorrow.
All right, then. I'll call you tomorrow. And if you need something from my end in the meantime, apart from the company profile and the NDA that I've already sent over, just let me know by email, and I'll be more than happy to work.
You sent me propaganda, and I looked at it, and I said, that's good propaganda. Nothing there is going to help me. And NDAs, by the way, shouldn't ever, ever sign them. I, as your lawyer-to-be, you must never sign NDAs. If you have to do an NDA to get work, then don't do the work because you never cannot breach an NDA. You never cannot breach it. If you know a lot about a customer, you will always breach the NDA, and you've always given them a way to fuck you. They just have to allege you breached it. They could sue you for six, keep you in court for 6 years, make you spend $600,000 or $800,000, even if you didn't do anything wrong. Don't ever sign one unless you really have something secret. If you worked for somebody and have the formula for Coca-Cola, that's different. And I represent the people who own the formula for Coca-Cola, the family. But that's different. That's different.
Quite a few clients look for it. So, we send it over. We don't mind until now that you say it. We don't mind signing the NDA if the client doesn't. So it's for your peace of mind, but otherwise, we could, it's nothing obligatory, and you can always go without it as well. We can continue without the NDA.
I'll sign it. I'll let you sign it, and if there's anything I learn from you that is something secret, I'll sign it. But I do not think you should ever sign it, just as good advice to you, because it gives someone who hates you the power to ruin your life. And you're only half my age. Wait till you spend 20 years litigating with some asshole.
Wow, okay, interesting. I'll talk to this about this with my board here and the legal team as well, because if that's the case, I wouldn't definitely, for one, want to be on the, the NDA. I'll probably
no,
have
you don't.
To sign this.
you just want to be so honorable that you never give away secrets, and that will work to your business advantage. NDA litigation will just wear you out, and you won't win, and you will spend a fortune on legal fees. Even if you lose, you don't lose bad, and even if you win, you don't win bad. You don't win big. You just grind away lawyer fees. It's okay to make a promise not to discuss anything, though. That's an NDA is all right from a marketing point of view for you. Don't ever do it if you really, if you're going to be in a fight with somebody, don't ever do it.
Well, I'll take this as a piece of advice and probably have my name removed from the company NDA as well. Probably have
You
someone
should, you should, you should, sir. All you do, look, you're building a big company. It's going to do well if you're going to be making it do well. If there's two or three guys like you there, it's going to do well. And if there's 100 guys like, well, there won't be 100, but if there's even 10, it's going to do very well. And one of you is going to fight with the other nine or the rest of you. And NDAs will just let you guys piss at each other for the next 3 years and waste your life. And you'll get nothing except lawyers will get a whole lot of money. And nobody will win anything. You
Well, that kind
need
of
a
puts
way
me
to.
in thinking about this.
NDAs don't help you.
Now, thank you for that, and I'll definitely think about it, and probably, like I said, have someone else sign the NDA. Appreciate your advice, Rob. I know it's
It's
coming
good
from
advice.
someone who's experienced, who's educated about this a lot more than I am. Just like apps, my forte, law is yours. So I'll take your word for it. And let me sleep over it and discuss this with my internal team as well.
I'm
I
going to
believe.
look at Politico more today because I can look at the site. Thank you, sir, and I'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you for your time, Rob. I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.